Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I would like to correct some people. Some people think that he is a diva or he's cantankerous. I talked to the Steelers folks. George Pickens is demonstrative on the field, but he is not an uncoachable player. In fact, he does have a great way about him in the locker room and is very well liked in Pittsburgh. For the Dallas side of this, they sat on an all draft. Everyone wondering, why are they not drafting a wide receiver? Why are they not drafting a running back? They took an offensive lineman. They get a player who I think is the best available prospect for a third round pick, and then they can decide if they want to re-sign him.
Peter Schrager on the Cowboys trade, getting George Pickens. Pickens was suspended by the Steelers at one point for conduct.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It is interesting there that he's, as he's talking about it, he said he talked to people with the Steelers that say he's coachable when that's the team that just sent him away. So it's kind of interesting to me.
Right, right.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Thursday, May 8th. We're 6 days from the schedule release and probably a couple days from finding out little pieces here and there.
Start putting the puzzle together. I love the puzzle.
Yeah.
Putting the draft together or putting the schedule together.
We know the teams playing international games, the 2025 London games, teams that will host, which should we think that I saw yesterday Jags, Browns, Jets are all hosting in London. And had we not considered that the Bills could play the Browns are on the road, right?
The Browns, is that one of their road games?
Yeah, and so are the Jets. So
okay, the Bills, idea they could go to London again.
Yeah, did we rule that out for any specific reason that they couldn't go? They have a road game against the Browns and a road game against the Jets and a road game against the Steelers, who are playing in Ireland.
I don't think they'll play the Jets just because of the division. But they have done that a couple times recently. Yep. I guess it could be Cleveland. Why couldn't it be
Cleveland?
I'm
almost waiting for someone to write to me, we ruled that out because of this report.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, I hadn't even... The only big, exciting road trip I thought was possible was Ireland, if that happened. But the Jets and the Browns do host a game over there. So,
right.
I don't know. I saw yesterday we might even know the order of those games.
The London games?
Yeah.
Okay.
What weeks they are, 5, 6, 7?
I mean, the Bills went to London
It was week 5.
Yeah.
When they played Jacksonville.
Week 5, 2 years ago, and that was early. And the whole controversy about when they went over.
Yes.
And how that affected everything after.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't need another London game.
It is fun to think about.
Double.
Remember the things that we have argued about along the way?
Yes.
While the Bills are really good.
When
we're all family arguing about something, whether it's draft strategy or free agency or the guy they sign off the street or what day they went to London.
Yes.
We are just right. bickering about
were they wearing the right cleats against Cincinnati?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's mid-October, and nothing really matters for 3 months. Let's argue about something.
Yeah.
They went the wrong day. Whatever. That's kind of.
I don't even remember what day they went. What was the problem? They went on Thursday? They went too close?
I don't remember. I think they. Well, the Jags were there the week before. That was
we knew that. We knew
that. The Jags were there the week before.
But then there was something the Bills did that made it feel like they did it wrong or they would have done it differently the next time because they went on. I don't remember, though, if it was they went too early or they went too late. I think it probably has to be they went too late.
Yeah.
Maybe they, did they go on Friday or something? Their body clocks were all messed up.
It was a home game for the Bills. And for people that saw that stadium.
That game, what happened in that game? Milano got hurt, Jones got hurt, and Kyrie Elam got cooked by Calvin Ridley all day. But we did find out another thing. Like, Elam was hurt. Like, that was forgotten. He didn't play for a while after that, and it was like confirmed like 2 weeks later that, oh, yeah, he was hurt during that game.
One thing that happened in that game was it was a shining example of the Dorsey offense. Where it was, by the end of it, oh, they got their yards and they scored maybe 20 points, but they were never within a touchdown and the defense made some big mistakes. But it was the they're getting yards, but everything looks hard for them era of the Ken Dorsey downfall.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Brady came in and things started to look easier for the offense.
That ended up being right. I mean, Allen throws for 359 in that game, but the idea that it doesn't look easy doesn't look right.
Saying,
and then
like
within a month and a half, he's gone.
359, and it was, but it looked hard.
Yeah, 359 for him. Diggs went 8 for 121 in a touchdown. Davis went 6 for 100. Hardy went 2 for 62. Oh, everybody, that was everybody eats.
803.
They say a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of comeback because they scored 7 points right at the end of the half.
That's right.
That was in the era where
they were playing catch up.
They also lost to New England that way, where the offense was asleep for three quarters and then wakes up at the end and they lose.
Yep.
Anyway, memories. Jake in Buffalo. Hey, Jake, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I got one thing I'm kind of speculating on. You know, my wife and I are dying to go to Ireland. We would really love this Bills game to be there with Pittsburgh. But what happens, you know, maybe if the stadium's not ready next year and the league's keeping something in their back pocket, would they do back-to-back international seasons or would they maybe save that international game next year for a home game?
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's any indication at all that the stadium's not going to be ready.
No, I haven't heard anything like that.
So if you were ever in a spot like that, I guess you could open the season like that because you'd have to play somewhere else. But I don't think you're going to get faced with that hypothetical here.
Right, because the Bills just...
The stadium's going to be done in the spring, let alone by the season.
And the Bills on the
next
rotation of hosting an international game, since they just did... Doesn't that mean they're off a couple years? You do it every how many years?
That's a good question. I don't think it's set in stone, though, because they had gone so long without hosting one in the first place, right? They'd gone 9 years.
It had been a while.
Or something.
Yeah.
So maybe I bet they'll host a game a lot faster or...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It'll be a lot closer together than it was last time. I don't think they're going to go 8 years without hosting one.
No, that's right.
Especially now that some teams have 9 home playoff game or home games during a year.
We already know the Rams are going to Australia next year.
That'd be cool.
A game played at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Mm-hmm.
Would I rather they play in Australia or Ireland?
Can I give you a fun question? Mm-hmm. What time is that game going to be on?
In Australia?
Well, here.
Well, I can guarantee you 1,000,000,000% it is not going to be at like 3 o'clock in the morning, if that's what you're thinking.
No, right
they
now.
They will never.
Wait a minute.
It'll be about the TV window.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
What time will the game be? Australia is 14 hours ahead of us.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we're going to do one of these segments where our brains hurt on time. Right now, it's 9:43 p.m. in Australia. So what time would you play a game in Australia?
9:43 right now in Australia?
Yeah. You play it at noon in Australia?
No, they'll play at midnight.
They'll play?
Yeah.
You're telling me they're going to sell tickets to a game to be played at midnight?
Absolutely. They'll play at midnight. Ali fought Foreman at 2 o'clock in the morning in Zaire, Africa because of the TV window in the U.S.
That's correct.
They're going to do that.
The Rumble in the Jungle was indeed at 4 a.m. local time.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. But
they'll do that. They'll play a game at midnight. They're doing these games because of the TV windows. They want the early morning TV. They can say they're growing the game
but
they want.
But here's the thing. Okay, so you say it's going to be at midnight.
Midnight Australian
time. That means it'll be 4 p.m.
Oh, wait. Did I mess that up? I thought I had that.
Like I said, we're going to make our brains hurt.
Okay, so right now it's what time, Australia?
9:43 p.m.
P.m. So I'm going 2 hours in advance to get that 9:30 a.m. window.
Okay.
Or the 9 a.m.
So
window.
The Rams game, local time for the Rams, you're now putting it 6 a.m.
Oh, crap. I forgot about L.A.
They got to move it. To get the Rams.
This also depends on who the Rams play.
Sure.
Because their local time would also be different, unless it's a California team.
So you got to hit a window here.
So wait. So these West Coast teams, though, have never been playing over in London? Because their games would have been at 9:30 before. If the Rams not played in London, they must have at some point.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
This is my East Coast bias, though, that I never think about the West Coast TV part of it.
How many Western teams have played in London?
Okay, so if you can't have the midnight. Yeah, so if you go to the next day, then do I get it to...
Germany. Seattle played in Germany.
Played in Germany?
Yeah.
So a Seattle fan had to wake up at, 5 o'clock in the morning?
And probably.
Okay. So you could still do that, midnight, Australian time. But if you go to the next morning for Australia, how do I get the game at 4:30?
This is the other
East
part.
East Coast time.
Here's the other part about it that's kind of tough to square is they're so far ahead. It's like it's tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Later in 3 hours, it will be tomorrow in Australia.
Here we go. 4 p.m.
My brain hurts.
4 p.m.
Can't
East.
Do this.
This is what they're gonna do. 4:30. East Coast time.
Yeah.
Which is that's a national spotlight window, right? We always talk about that. And it's lit. It's what time is it out west for that? That's noon.
1 o'clock.
So that works.
Yeah.
That would be 6:30 a.m. Australian time.
They're going to play a game at 6:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
6:30 in the morning Australian time.
The Bills just had an internal conflict about what time to leave for London. They're going to fly 17 hours and then play at 6 a.m.?
Someone's going to do it.
If you delay that by 4 hours, though, then you start here at 8:30, and then you start out west at
a 10 a.m. game.
Yeah, then it'd be 10 a.m. in Australia, and out west it would be...
Well,
this also would mean that you'd be playing the games in different days, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So the like if the Bills were playing the Rams, Josh Allen would be playing
in the future.
A game in the in the future, yeah, or the past.
It's Monday over there and it's Sunday here. I don't,
would it be considered Monday Night Football?
These are great questions. For next year. Listen, they play Monday Night Football.
It's Monday Night Football. Use, it's Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
They use the Monday Night Football,
it'd be Monday
stuff
football
on Saturdays as it is.
That's because, true. Yeah, they don't hold firm on that.
All right, I've got to eject on this segment as fast as possible. I can't. The time zone stuff.
Haven't you been to Australia?
No, but I have family there. And, oh, okay. And if the Bills were, if the Bills,
Sal's been to Australia.
If the Bills got that call
to go to Australia,
it would be a big time. We should go. I don't know how feasible it is.
One way to avoid all of this is you just go to the game. Although you're going to be mad at me if I'm right and you have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to a 6:30 football game.
True.
Because you let your body adjust. Maybe you just don't even do that. Just never adjust your clock. Never reset your clock. Treat it that way.
I don't think. All right, we got a break.
Ireland's
all right,
easier.
We got a break. Maybe they don't play the Rams next year. I thought it was a potential matchup, but it doesn't look like it is. Anyway, 803-0550. The Rams are going to Australia, and the Bills are maybe going to Ireland. We'll find out.
We're not sick this year, though. They're not going to Australia.
That's right.
This year.
They are going to Maui for their mini camp, the Rams. They have mini camp.
The Rams are?
Yes. They have mini camp in Maui. There
it's
you
kind
go.
That's kind of sick, actually.
That's great if you cover the Rams. Hey.
They don't even do anything in minicamp.
Right. Just going to Maui for a couple days.
It's more just a team vacation to Hawaii.
Sal, top of the hour on phase two for the Bills. Rookie camp. We'll ask him about Gabe Davis and if he thinks it could be a reunion. The Bills love their reunions. It could be effectively free. So, Sal, top of the hour here on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.